That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, it looked as though Lawyer Lum was finally going to have a successful day in his defense of Abner in the trial of Hodgkins versus Peabody. However, it resulted once again in Abner getting a new charge hurled at him. This time, Lum permitted his client to be charged and arrested for the robbery of Dr. Grill's robot. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, are you getting the urge to get out and do things this weekend? Perhaps you're planning an evening out, or maybe you intend to have some friends in your home. Well, whatever your plans, be sure to have a package of dependable Alka-Seltzer tablets handy. Then, if your weekend activity should result in a headache or muscular aches and pains, you'll have Alka-Seltzer handy for the kind of fast relief it helps bring right when you want it. So ask your druggist for a package of effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets before your weekend begins. You'll be glad you did. You'll like the pleasant, soothing relief Alka-Seltzer can help bring when a headache is making you uncomfortable. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Dr. Grill in Squire Skimp's office. The squire is talking to Lum on the telephone. Listen.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you're suffering so much, Lum. Yes, well, when do you think it'll be safe to resume the trial, then? Mm-hmm. Yes, well, that'll be fine. All right, goodbye. Well, the trial's been postponed until Monday because the judge is ill.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, tut, tut, don't waste too much sympathy on him, Dr. Grill. He's no more sick than you or I.
I beg your pardon?
Why, Lum's just over to his place there, reading his law book, frantically trying to find a way out of the trouble he's got Abner into. But he'll never do it.
Well, is his partner, Abner, still in jail?
Oh, yes. Uncle Henry Lunsford's got him locked up over there. In fact, it was all they could do after we pressed that robbery charge on Abner yesterday.
You know, I'd rather hate to be responsible for sending a man to jail. Perhaps we should withdraw the charge.
No. I think that would be a mistake, Dr. Grill. Abner's not so bad off. Spending a day or so in our jail here is hardly any different than going down to the barber shop and sitting around. Almost a social event, you might say.
Well, yes, perhaps. But I don't believe that Abner actually stole the robot from me. He just borrowed it, and I'm going to get it back.
Well, yes, you'll get it back. But remember this. Before you left a few weeks ago, you gave both Lum and Abner explicit orders not to take anything out of that box the robot was in. In fact, not to even look in it and find out what was in there.
Yes, that's true.
And they deliberately violated your orders. Furthermore, they used the robot for their own profit. Even killed a bull with it.
Yes, I understand all of that.
You know that while they were using your robot as a delivery boy, their store business was so good they couldn't keep up with it. Those extra profits they made rightfully belong to you, too. And I think you should be repaid.
Well, perhaps you're right.
Yes, I know I am.
However, when I gave those orders not to look in the box, I had need for secrecy. You see, I was on my way to Washington to interest the War Department in my invention. However, after I got there, they soon convinced me of the impracticability of manufacturing thousands of my robots for automatic soldiers.
Hmm.
So now I guess it really doesn't matter what happens to my robot here.
Well, no, but think of the damage that Abner's meddling might have caused you if the War Department hadn't turned down your invention. The only thing for you to do, Dr. Grill, is to stand up on your rights and press the charges against Abner.
Well, perhaps you're right.
No doubt about it.
However, I must get back home soon and recoup my losses. Needless to say, I put everything I had into the robot, and now it's worthless.
Yes. Well, I might have some plans in the connection there, which I think might interest you.
Plans?
Yes, I don't have all the details worked out yet. It'll take a little cash to get started, too. However, if you'll stay here a little longer and we play our cards right, I've just got a feeling that Lum and Abner might put up the capital for us.
Oh, I hardly think they'd do that after the way I'm treating them.
Well, they might not have any choice in the matter.
I don't quite follow you, Mr. Skin.
You just leave it to me, Dr. Grill. All we need to do is to get Abner in a little deeper, and everything will work out fine. As a matter of fact, I think I'll run over to the jail right now and have a little talk with Abner. Just sound him out and see how much farther we have to go with him.
Well, I still don't quite understand.
Well, I'm your attorney now, so you just let me do the worrying. I'll run over and see Abner, and I'll meet you back here at my office tomorrow morning.
Abner, you don't have to sit back there in this uncomfortable cell. Come on up here and sit with me in my office.
No, I ain't going to do it, Uncle Henry. That's illegal for a jailbird like me to go out of his cell. I know that I ain't going to take a chance on doing nothing more illegal. That Lummer's on my trial now to where he's got me charged with half the things there is in the law book. I don't want to get in no deeper, Uncle Henry.
Well, all you're charged with is just robbing Dr. Grill of his robot, ain't you?
Oh, Lord, no. That's just one little bitty part of it.
Oh?
See, when this thing started out, our Hodgkins wanted me to pay him $100 for the bull that the robot killed.
Oh.
And I wanted to do it. But Lum said he'd handle it for me.
Mm.
Well, it's wound up now with our law suing me for $500. Then Lum started the trial, and every time he brought up some new way to defend me, why, it turned into some other charge against me. So far, he's got four other charges against me.
Four?
Yes, sir. Bribing a judge, leaving the motor of an empty vehicle running on the highway, mixing up medicine without being a regular druggist, and now robbery.
Well, what you need, Abner, is to get a different lawyer.
I know it, Uncle Henry. But Lum won't let me. He's my legal advisor. He'll advise again.
Oh, yes. Where's Lum at now?
He's over this place, making out like he's sick.
Oh.
But actually, he's just studying his law books, trying to figure out how to get me out of all this.
Well, I don't think anybody can get you out of this mix-up you're in now.
Yeah, well, he says that he's going to stay over there sick till he studies up something. And he'll start the trial up again.
Well, if you want my opinion, it looks like you're going to be down there a long time then.
Huh?
And in a way, I'm short of glad.
Glad for me to be in jail?
Yes. You know, it's been getting awful lonesome down here at the jailhouse. No prisoners at all.
Oh.
Even Willie the Boodler's left. Went down to Florida.
Yeah, I was wondering where he's at.
I was sorry to see him go, because he was the one I was practicing my jiu-jitsu on. But now that you're here, I can use you.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Uncle Henry. What is that stuff, that jiu-jitsu?
Oh, it's a fancy wrestling hold.
Wrestling?
Yes. Why, you can whip fellas three times your size with it. You mind if I practice on you for a while?
Well, now, wait just a minute now. Ooh. Can anybody slap another charge on me for this?
Oh, no. Here. I'll show you the book. Tells all about it.
Oh, you got a book on it?
Oh, sure. Pictures and everything. I carry it around with me all the time.
Well.
Practice whenever I can. Look here. Here's some of the pictures here. Some of the fellas using them jiu-jitsu holds.
Well, let me see. Get your head back. That's right. Comical looking.
Yes.
They must have been an awful big hurry to get their pictures took. Oh. Never even took time to dress.
What? They're dressed.
They got on their underwear.
Oh, no. That's what they wear when they do this jiu-jitsu stuff.
Oh. Well, are me and you going to have to wear outfits like that, Uncle Henry?
Well, not all the time. They just wear them when they're doing the jiu-jitsu.
Well, after you learn how, exactly when do you use this here jiu-jitsu stuff?
Oh, about the only time you use it is when some great big feller jumps on you. And...
Well, law me, he ain't going to give you time to strip down like that before he fights.
Well, Yes, perhaps. Yeah, I never thought of that.
Well, looks to me like you'll have to go around that way all the time.
Mm.
Now, I know good and well if I ever went out on a street dressed like that, I'd be bound to get another charge of some kind slapped on me.
Well, maybe you don't actually have to dress that way.
Yeah, I tell you, Uncle Henry, maybe we could wear extra long overcoats so it wouldn't look so bad.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we could slip out of them pretty quick if somebody wants to jump on us from behind.
Oh, yes. Oh, I don't think nobody's going to jump on you, Abner.
Well, I don't know. I don't believe a feller could go around town dressed that way and not have at least one fight. Some smart aleck could say something.
Well, maybe so. I ain't asking you to learn to do this, jujitsu. All I want to do is to just let me practice on you.
Yeah, that's a better idea, Uncle Henry. I don't want to get mixed up in nothing. If I learned how to do it, though, I'd be bound to break somebody's neck the way my luck's been running here lately. I don't want to take no chances on doing nothing illegal.
Well, you don't have to. All you have to do is to just stand there. Now, let's see. It says here in the book, says, first seize left wrist of adversary, then you raise your left foot against the thigh of adversary's leg.
Doggy, that's a pretty good trick.
Yeah.
Who is this adversary?
Why, he... Well, that's you.
Huh?
Yeah, sure. Here. Give me your wrist.
Oh.
Yeah, give me your wrist.
All right. What do I do now?
Well, nothing. I'll do everything from now on. Now, watch this. Watch it close now, Abner. In 1 second, you're going to be flying right through the air. Ready now? Here we go.
Hey, doggy, that's pretty good. You jumped clean over my head, Uncle Henry. Uncle Henry, what are you doing down there on the floor?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you hurt, Uncle Henry?
Oh, I think my back's broke.
Huh?
Yes, run out and get Doc Miller.
Yeah, well, now, look, Uncle Henry, I never done this on a purpose.
I know.
Don't say I never done it.
Oh, I know you never. Just hurry up and get the doctor. The keys are there in the cell door. Hurry up.
Yeah, I'm hurrying.
Oh, my back is broke as sure as the world.
Well, don't worry. I'll be back just quick as I can. Just take it easy. Stay right there. Don't go away. Oh, this is terrible. Well, where are you going, Abner? Out of my way, Squire. Uncle Henry's knocked out on the floor of my cell. I'm in a hurry.
Oh, trying to escape, are you?
Hey, turn loose of me, Squire.
Well, that's 2 more charges to add to your criminal record, Abner. Breaking out of jail and striking an officer.
Well, at least Lum wasn't responsible for these new charges being chalked up against poor Abner. But that's small consolation, anyone, I'm afraid, the way things are going. So join us on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. In order to feel your best, friends, you must get, among other things, plenty of vitamins. Vitamins, you know, are vital to good nutrition, and the foundation of good health is good nutrition. But unfortunately, in the average diet these days, one common deficiency is a shortage of vitamins. And this shortage of vitamins may be one of the reasons so many people go to work dragged out, nervous, irritable, with sluggish digestion, and feeling generally run down. Now, since you may not be getting enough vitamins from your foods, why don't you start taking a single one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day? Yes, start every day with one-a-day. Actually, the cost is only $1 a month. And listen to this offer. Get a 60-capsule, $2 package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamins from any drugstore. If you're not satisfied after 60 days, return the package to your druggist and get your money back. Like all Miles products, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are guaranteed to satisfy or your money will be refunded. Remember, start every day with one-a-day. One-a-day in the blue package with the big one.